Tonight on WISN, paramedics, how Milwaukee County helps municipalities provide emergency services, the pros and cons with privatizing the transport of jail inmates in Milwaukee County, and planning for the long term, how the county decides which services to support and how to fund them. Those stories and more inside the county board starts right now.
More ideas,
different points of view,
in-depth discussion,
and thoughtful analysis.
Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government.
Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County, the June 6th edition of Inside the County Board. Thank you for listening on the air and online. Great show for you tonight, including Milwaukee County's paramedics. Supervisor Borkowski joins us to discuss emergency medical services. The County Board Roundtable, we take an inside look into recent decisions at the County Board, including one to privatize inmate transport services within the county. Supervisors Johnson and Cesars join us to discuss that issue. Plus, long-range strategic planning hasn't been done in the county for more than 10 years, but it's underway once again. We'll let you know what's going on. First up, though, joining me in the WISN studios, County Supervisor Mark Borkowski. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Harold.
Now, you've been on the county board since 1992, correct?
It was just before the advent of television, yes.
A veteran of the board. And you represent the 11th district. Now, that includes parts of the city of Milwaukee, Greenfield, and Franklin.
Right. If you look at my map on the county map, you would see a lightning bolt going from southwest Milwaukee, eastern central Greenfield, and then central Franklin. So I'd like to tell people that my boundaries are Oklahoma on the north and Ryan Road on the south. So, but it's not a perfect rectangle.
Well, some people have accused you of being a lightning bolt on the board in general, right?
Happy to have that distinction.
I thought you might. Okay, now you also serve as chairman of the Milwaukee County Council on Emergency Medical Services, and that's really the main reason that you're here tonight. What exactly is the Council on EMS? What kind of decisions do you make? How do you make decisions?
Well, let me tell you, since 1996, Harold, I have had the privilege of being the chair of the EMS Council, and one of the reasons that I'm very happy to do something like this is that this program is really kind of an unsung hero, if you will. Unfortunately, I think a lot of the media likes to accentuate the negative. Had one of our paramedics, for instance, blown through a stop sign or something and hit somebody, that would have made the news. Or if one of our paramedics maybe gave the wrong medication and the person died or whatever, that would have made the news. But we have such an outstanding program that you don't hear about it. And I have been able to be chair of this council. We have representatives from all the municipalities, from the fire chiefs, from the rank and file, from the community at large. And we also have a very open meeting where we have about 30 to 40 people from different area hospitals that come. And we just kind of talk about what's on the agenda, try to find areas that we can help, places that we can improve on. And it's been a wonderful combination of enthusiasm, energy. We got great people in this community.
Now, how do the paramedics actually work? If I have this, if I understand this correctly, the county provides funding to the local fire departments primarily to help supplement having paramedics on their staff, right?
Sure. Well, a great amount of the money of the $6 million in tax levy, half of that, $3 million, goes towards education. We have our own staff that when they train our paramedics, they go through a very intensive program. The other $3 million then is distributed amongst all of the host cities in our county. Now, they have not had an increase in that contribution for at least 5 to 6 years. And obviously, as time has gone on and things have gotten more and more expensive, we haven't kept pace with the expenses. I'm hopeful for the 2011 budget that maybe we can increase what we contribute to the communities so that at least we can get them closer to at least the rate of inflation.
Yeah, it's been so flat that it's becoming more difficult for municipalities. Now, I know that was a point that was included on the advisory referendum on a sales tax a few years ago. Paramedics, emergency medical services were included on that. Did you agree with that funding mechanism, or do you have some other ideas on how to do this?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I would do anything for the MS program. I think those listeners that know me, I'm pretty much a tightwad, a fiscal conservative, if you will. And I did not support the tax increase whereby EMS was part of, the dedicated funding for transit and for parks. I was hopeful that we can find another mechanism. Now, one of the things that they have looked at is cellular phones. Obviously with the 911 system, that maybe there'd be an increase there. There's been talk about maybe license plates, things of that area. But, just having an extra tax is not something that philosophically I personally can support. But I'd like to think that there's enough innovative ideas that we can find some other funding sources.
Okay. Has anything come up? I mean, any other options? So it's the cell phone is an option. I think the sheriff has been involved with that, hasn't he?
Well, we have Milwaukee County maintains the emergency system that we have, and in light of what happened in 911 or 9/11 rather, the United States government provided a lot of different funds to communities, and per each county, we are the central point, if you will. That again, if there's now, obviously, we haven't had any terrorism, but the point would be that if there was some kind of terrorism, obviously other natural disasters or anything that's going on in the community, Milwaukee County is actually the central hub for that. So yes, we were the recipient of the federal funds.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, if you call 911 and you're on a cell phone, it goes through our county sheriff's department, and then they coordinate with wherever you are. If you're on a freeway, they send a sheriff's deputy, or if you're just in a municipality, they will transfer you over, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And again, depending on where you are, obviously, if something happens on the expressway, and obviously numerous calls are going to come in, depending on where you are and where that that cellular tower is, it may bounce to a Racine who will then have to call Milwaukee County, because obviously that cell tower got that 911 call. Obviously, the closer to Milwaukee County, you're going to have Milwaukee County cellular towers. So, but the bottom line is that we've got an outstanding dispatch team. And as far as, paramedics being on the spot, we are within the national limitations as far as time and stuff. So I'm very, very proud of the men and women that serve in that capacity.
So when you call 911 and you talk to someone and you say, I need an ambulance, like I live in the city of West Dallas, I see a lot of the West Dallas paramedics folks, they have their own trucks and everything. So they're coming instead of like a Bell ambulance or someone like that, right?
Well, you just brought up Bell is one of the private ambulance companies in our community. There's a Paratech, there's Medicare, there's also Curtis. The private ambulance companies can only operate in the city of Milwaukee.
Okay.
And they can only take BLS or basic life service calls. And what is BLS or what is a basic life service? Let's say you sprain your ankle or maybe you break your leg or whatever. That's not life-threatening. Now, ALS is advanced life support. Let's say you're having a coronary or you're having some major medical episode. Then our paramedics are the ones that come in and basically have dispatched to the emergency center at Frater in the trauma center there. Obviously, we've got physicians there that around the clock that are monitoring, obviously, the person's different blood pressure, that kind of thing, what's going on. The bottom line is, our paramedics do what they have to do to keep the person alive, to get them into the emergency room. But the private ambulances are not able to transport on the advanced life support in Milwaukee. That would be the Milwaukee paramedics also.
Let's talk about the men and women that actually provide these paramedic services. A very difficult job. I can imagine it's pretty stressful. But we were talking off the air here before the show that you've seen really no issues trying to recruit people to fulfill these life-saving functions, right? I mean, we've had a number of paramedics classes go through that have graduated.
Well, you know what? It's a combination. Yes, there's an extra reward monetarily, if you will, that kind of like, let's say if you're an educator, after you get a bachelor's degree, let's say you go on and get a master's degree, then in essence, you're worth more. Same thing with our firefighter/paramedics. But I think also it's when you become a firefighter, you have that kind of interest. Saving people's lives is first and foremost, you know, it's kind of the core of your being, your soul, if you will. And this is just an extension of that. And obviously the men and women, they're not always running into burning buildings, and they're not always, you know, doing things, that are fire related. Much of their time now is responding to 911 calls. And so this is just an extension of those people, if you will. And I'll tell you, we are very, very fortunate to have them. This has been going on since 1973, and USA Today did a survey and found that Milwaukee County's paramedics, believe it or not, is ranked number two in the country.
Wow.
Number two in the country, yeah. Second only, I believe, to Seattle. And so we need to toot our own horns, and that's why it's great to have a program like this. Because, like I said, if during a time something happened, we would hear about it. But you know what? This has been a flawless program. We have done studies as far as patient satisfaction, if you will. And I will tell you that everybody that has been in touch with our paramedics from wherever, be it Milwaukee, be it West Dallas, be it Tulsa, be it Franklin, be it Greenfield, whatever, they have always had a very, very good response with our people. Obviously, this is a traumatic time. Grandpa or grandma or somebody has fallen, has hit their head. It's life and death. And I'll tell you, our men and women do a great job.
So you said we started this back in the 70s, this program, and we were really one of the first.
Yes.
That had this structured program to provide paramedics. Have any other governments have they looked at us as a model and kind of used the way we did it and started their own program?
Well, that's another great point. Internationally, I'm very proud to say that our medical people have been to Poland and also the Republic of Georgia, which is a former piece of the USSR.
Yeah.
And we have sent people there. Our medical director, Ron Perillo, has traveled extensively and has shared the knowledge that we have garnered and gained here in Milwaukee County. But I will also tell you, Harold, that I have been to some of the EMS conventions, and the respect and the just the confidence level in Milwaukee County, I was amazed at how people sought people from Milwaukee County out just to pick their brains, just to say, okay, why are you doing this? Why does this seem to work? We haven't been able to do it. And so it's a wonderful reputation to have. And we've been very, very successful. And like I said, it's kind of an unknown. And these are tax dollars that are well spent. This is kind of all of our taxpayers' insurance policy, if you will, because if you have to call 911, you can have all the confidence in the world that our men and women are going to do everything they can to save that person.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because you really don't think about it unless you need it. Then when you need it, all of a sudden, you're happy you have them there, and you can depend on them to do a good job.
Amazing.
So we salute the men and women who do this. And I know they're getting paid for it and everything, but still, I would think it's a very difficult job to have to come home from every day.
Well, I've been involved in a couple of cases. I had an issue with a lady that was, in essence, abusing the 911 system, and they had asked me if I would join them in going over to the lady's house, and the lady was a very lonely lady, and it was rather an interesting thing for me. I went in with the fire chief, the director of the health department, and I met with the lady, and I basically told her from a chairmanship spot from the EMS council, but also from a financial standpoint, why it's important to utilize it properly. The people that call 911 to ask what time it is or what the weather is going to be. Those people are idiots, and they should not be using 911 for that. But we had a very interesting discussion with this lady and basically said, hey, you cannot call for these reasons. And so I've had the opportunity to be with some of our people, and I'll tell you, you get more and more greater respect simply because of what they do.
Yeah, well, in a way, it's kind of like a little Memorial Day here. We're saluting those who help us here a week after Memorial Day, and we thank you for being on the show.
Well, my pleasure.
Anything else you'd like to add?
This is just a wonderful opportunity to share. I know that a lot of times the county supervisors come. What the media or what the public hears is probably not as positive, but I just want to say that I've had the pleasure of being on the county board over 18 years, and yes, we've had some faults and we've had some things where we've dropped the ball, but I will tell you that I have worked with some outstanding people. I think that we've done some really, really good things in this community. It's not for lack of trying, and so Harold, I thank you for putting this out because it gives us a chance just to at least to say, hey, you know what, there's another side.
Sure. Okay, well, and thanks for providing these sides. And I'm sure we'll have you back on again soon. County Board Roundtable coming up next. We're featuring Supervisors Johnson and Cesars tonight. You're listening to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.